Hey, while we're standing by here, I was going to let everybody know that Sunday, our speaker is going to be Johnny Hunt. Johnny Hunt is a dynamic speaker. He was the pastor of First Baptist Church, Woodstock, Georgia, and also was the president of the Southern Baptist Convention for a few years. And he is just an awesome speaker, and we were really blessed that when I reached out to him, this Sunday was the only Sunday he had available. So it worked out really well. So I'm excited that Johnny's going to be joining us on Sunday to share with us. So if you can be here on Sunday at 10, please join in, because I'm telling you, it'll be a great experience. All right, well, let's get started. So today what I wanted to talk about is about choices and how our choices define us. So our verse today is Deuteronomy 30, 15 and 16. Deuteronomy 30, 15 and 16. The verse goes, "Today I am giving you a choice. You can choose life and success or death and disaster. I'm commanding you to be loyal to the Lord, to live the way he has told you, and to obey his laws and teachings. You are about to cross the Jordan River and take the land that he is giving you. If you obey him, you will live and become successful and powerful." So a little history on that verse. So remember how we talked about the Israelites coming out of Egypt? They'd been slaves to Egypt all those years, and Moses brought them out of Egypt. Well, when they got near the Promised Land, which the Promised Land is Israel, when they got near the Promised Land, they were on the other side of the Jordan River from Israel. They could see Israel. And they called it the Promised Land. They could see the Promised Land, but God would not allow them to go to the Promised Land because of the things they had done, some of the choices that they had made. And they had to stay across for 40 years waiting to cross into there. So there were folks in that group that passed away before they ever got to the Promised Land. There were kids that were born into that group that weren't even on the journey. The only life they knew was living across the Jordan River from Israel. So they stayed there 40 years before God allowed them to go to their Promised Land. So again, it is choices. So God lets you make your own choices. You know, that's that free will thing that we talk about. Let's look at how once you make choices, your choices make you. What do I mean by that? So it's easy to think your life is defined by what happens to you. But the truth is, your life is defined by the choices you make. It's undeniable that bad things happen all the time. We live in a broken world. You don't always choose right. Other people don't always choose right. We all get hurt. But what happens to you is not nearly as important as to the way you choose to respond. Some people are built up through difficult situations. Other people are broken down by them. For some people, a bad experience is a stumbling block. For others, it's a stepping stone. If you take two people and put them in the exact same pain, one may succeed while the other fails. Why? Because of the choices they make. You cannot control many of your life circumstances, but you can control how you decide to respond to those. You can choose whether things make you bitter or better. You can choose whether these things make you bitter or better. Think about your future. Where do you want to be in 10 years, 20 years? I can tell you where you're going to be. Just tell me what you're choosing right now. The choices you make today determine where you will be tomorrow. You know, as I've gotten older, you realize life consequences for choices. When you're younger, those choices really don't seem like a big deal because you have time to fix them. As you get older, you realize some of the choices you made 20, 30 years ago affected your life, affected your life forever. So wise people are always asking, what do I need to do today to get me where I need to be tomorrow? The book of Deuteronomy tells how God gives his people a choice. Remember our verse. If you obey me, you will live and become successful and powerful. The children of Israel would make their choice, and then their choice would make them. The same is true for you. God puts choices in front of you every day. What you do with your choices will determine the person you become and the circumstances that you have to deal with. So let's think about when we're having to make choices, is this the choice God wants me to make? Because, you know, he gave us this free will, and a lot of times we don't make good decisions on our own. Let's look to God to make these wise choices. Let us pray. God, we do seek you. We need you. We pray, God, that you guide us and lead us and help us to make wise choices, God. I pray that we are on the path that you have for us, God, that we don't waver, we don't veer off that path, that God, that we seek you and seek your wisdom to keep us on the path to make wise choices. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for allowing us to be on this call. I pray for our company, God. I pray for our people. I pray for the health of our people, the safety of our people. God, just pray that you guide and direct our company so that we honor and glorify you in all we do. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.